Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Laura Fitzgerald, in for Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend, a local bookstore will transform into a literary party for readers of all ages. A Seat at the Table Books in Elk Grove is hosting Black Family Collective Day on Saturday, February 28th, as Black History Month comes to a close. The event is free and open to the public, with festivities kicking off at 9:30 a.m. for children and families, including story times, arts activities, drum circles, and ending with an open mic at 7 p.m. Today, we're going to meet with the author partnering with the day-long event. Dr. Janae Brownwood is an award-winning children's author, educator, and scholar, and just published her latest book, This Hair Belongs, which is a heartfelt, poetic tribute to Black hair throughout history. Janae joins us now. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. So you joined Insight back in 2022, and in the nearly 4 years, you have been very busy. You've authored 30 children's books. Where did the writing journey begin for you?
You know, interestingly enough, the writing journey began in childhood because I didn't love reading, but I loved writing. And I didn't develop this love for reading until I became an adult. But I was always writing, and I think the reason for that is because I couldn't find myself in the books when I was younger, and it just didn't get me excited about books. And so I think the writing journey started there when I started writing my own stories and including myself and my family in the stories, which feels very similar to what I do today, but just at a larger scale.
Yeah, just to go deeper on that, I'm wondering what was missing in the children's books that you read as a kid?
Diversity was missing. Glimpses of life that reminded me of my own life. I'll give you an example. One of my books is called Grandma's Tiny House, and it's a picture book, and it's all about a family coming together. And that was directly inspired by my family's Thanksgiving. But I don't remember seeing things like that as a young child. And I remember sort of being hungry for that. And so I try a big piece of my mission as an author is to write diverse books.
So it's not just writing that inspires you, but also educating children. You were an assistant professor at Sac State in the Child Development Department, where you taught and conducted research. How does that experience in academia shape your imagination and creativity as a writer?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate that all of those different pieces of me come together. And what I mean by that is I can write an engaging story, but I can also weave in elements of learning because I'm an educator through and through. So many of my books have some kind of underlying message, new words that are introduced to readers. So there's always this element of learning that I get to include in my books while also engaging, you know, the readers in a fun story.
Mm-hmm. You also have a daughter named Vivian.
I do.
How does being a parent shape the stories you want children to read like her?
She is such a huge piece of my inspiration. I just think, again, about my own childhood and what I couldn't find. And I want the world to be a better place for her and for children of color so they can find books that get them excited. And this pulls them into literacy. So for her, I want to write books that she wants to read or that she sees herself in. And because this just validates her experience and, you know, just also helps me model for her that you can be whatever you want to be, believe in yourself and keep working, and you can make that happen.
Mm-hmm. So your newest book is called This Hair Belongs. What inspired it?
Well, I grew up with my hair chemically relaxed. So I had a perm basically all the way through childhood, meaning my hair was chemically straightened. And it wasn't until I was an adult and wanting to have Vivian, right, wanting to start a family, that I was like, I can't keep putting this poison on my scalp that then my body pulls in and then, you know, carry a healthy child. And that is when I decided to make the leap and become natural. And that experience and then having a daughter, all of that came together in this book, which I really wanted to capture empowering messages and empowering images about Black hair, especially because society stigmatizes natural hair so much.
It's a nonfiction picture book geared for readers between the ages of 4 and 8. Why focus on this age range?
Yeah, so picture books often, you know, hit this range for an eight. But for me, it's about identity. It's about empowering children at a young age to love themselves and everything about themselves, including the way their hair grows from their scalps, even if others are giving them different messages. So I want children to feel empowered from early on and then carry this out throughout their life, right? And so I think 4 to 8 is a great time to do this as they're developing aspects of their identity and things they like and who they are. So a book like this to me sets the stage for really just embracing and loving themselves.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, what's the response been so far?
It's been beautiful. It's been a really beautiful response, and something that I love so much that I got to be honest with you, took me by surprise. As I'm sharing this, you know, to kids, but also their parents, often I will have adults come over to me, like Black women, and start to share their hair stories with me and tell me, oh my goodness, I went natural here, or I did this, or I did the big chop. And so then we start having this beautiful dialogue about our hair and the experiences we've had tied to our hair. And I love that. I mean, it just fills me up to hear those stories and to know that readers are excited to share their hair journeys with me based on my book.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Dr. Janae Brown Wood, the author of the new book, This Hair Belongs, a heartfelt tribute to Black hair throughout history. So, Janae, you're partnering with the local bookstore in Elk Grove, A Seat at the Table, for an all-day event this upcoming Saturday, the 28th, called Black Family Collective. How did this come about, and what can people expect?
Yeah, so the bookstore is fantastic. It's wonderful. And so Shay Robinson, who works with the bookstore, reached out and we started having this dialogue. And, you know, with Black History Month happening, we started playing with the idea of, like, what can we create for the community that brings people in and helps to celebrate and spread joy? And again, as an educator and someone who is an advocate for literacy, I thought, well, let's focus on the family. Let's bring everybody in. And let's offer different activities that are enriching, that are educational, that are related to literacy or art, and just have us share in this beautiful space. And so that's what we're trying to craft in this event.
This weekend's literary event, it coincides with the end of Black History Month, the final day of February. What does this observance mean to you? And I'm wondering, has that meaning changed throughout the different chapters in your life?
Yeah. So one of the things I like to think is, yes, February is Black History Month, but I say we should be learning Black history all year long, not just February. So it feels poignant that we're having this event on the last day, as then we jump into the next month, March, and carry on this learning about other people's cultures and experiences and embracing that. So I feel like for me, just continuing to just spread the word about Black history and not necessarily just confining it to February.
I'm wondering also, I mean, a lot of your books have received awards and seem to resonate with adults also. Why do you think that is?
I think we all have the kids still inside of us. And I think so. As we grow and as we're adults and we have responsibilities and all these things to do, it's easy to sort of push down that kid. But I think my books speak to that kid, especially in ways that are, as I've said before, empowering, or has them get creative or inspired to do something amazing, you know, like Jump to the Moon, my first book, Imani's Moon. So I think that's what I try to do. I just try to capture these themes and these experiences that feel universal, but also feature children of color. Because again, as I said, or as I should say, I believe all children should be able to find themselves on the pages of books in meaningful and positive ways.
Janae, thank you so much for joining Insight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Janae Brown Wood is an award-winning children's author, educator, and scholar. She joined us about her latest book, This Hair Belongs, a heartfelt, poetic tribute to Black hair throughout history. Janae is partnering with A Seat at the Table Books in Elk Grove for an all-day literary event called Black Family Collective. It's happening Saturday, February 28th, and runs from 9:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's free and open to the public. We have more information on our Insight page. That's it for Insight today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you very much to our producers, Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Laura Fitzgerald, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.